This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You can run on for a long time.
All right, Ben Garrison is in studio along with Sabo, two amazing artists, because I'm telling you, all of us going out, whether it's sticking a bumper sticker on a light pole or on our car or painting our barn up with Infowars.com or your own local news site, have your own Liberty Truth-based site. It's just little stories you do, things you post, maybe a blog you do. Think little, think big, whatever. Little becomes big. And then small towns you name it are even easier to wake folks up in. And then you just put them aside the barn on your website. So we're going to talk about how we fight back on the street peacefully against the thought police. The second American Revolution's here. It's global. It's really the tail end of the Renaissance. That's what the globalists are fighting to steal the future. This is the war for the future. So Sabo and Ben Garrison in studio. Then I don't play enough of Paul Watson's reports. He's got some new, really powerful ones that I'm going to play in that next hour. And then we've got Matt Bracken on because he concurs. They're getting ready to launch massive false flags against their own liberal targets in a big, big way so that they can try to play the sympathy card and say, see, we've got to ban the conservatives, libertarians. See, Trump's going to cause us to get attacked. We told you that a few weeks ago. We told you that this weekend. Now, CNN, MSNBC, AP, the Democrats say you're going to cause violence when they're the ones fomenting it. And they have ISIS coming out saying they're going to attack leftist targets. And it's been the whole left funding ISIS in the whole Arab Spring. This is as transparent as a $3 bill. This is as fake as a $3 bill. But before we go to break, I want to just go out to break playing Jim Acosta. Trump supporters don't have all their faculties and talk about how they're going to cause violence. And I just want to play another clip. Macron tells Beset nationalism. You know, he's a little globalist selling that program, a Trojan horse. And then I want to get into a Belgian TV crew pelted with rocks in Brussels, Belgium, because there are no-go zones. And that ties into a Sweden, an old man being beaten up. These are so many of these videos, I can't keep track of them. So let's just play those videos going out to break, and we'll come back with Ooh, That Smell, great piece Rob Dew and I put together. Tying it into the true war crimes and true demonic behavior of Obama and Hillary. So here is all those clips together, and we'll be back in the info war.
But the problem is that people around the country don't know it's an act. They're not in on the act, and they take what he says very seriously, and they take attacks from Sean Spicer and Sarah Sanders and what they do to us on a daily basis very seriously. They don't have all their faculties in some cases. Their elevator might not hit all floors. My concern is that that a journalist is going to be hurt one of these days. Somebody's going to get hurt. And at that point, you know, the White House, the President of the United States, they're going to have to take a hard look in the mirror and ask themselves whether or not they played a role in this, whether they created this toxic environment that resulted in a journalist getting hurt. And the moment that a journalist gets hurt in the United States of America because of rhetoric coming from the President of the United States, we have suddenly become something less than the United States. We are starting to join at that moment a different group of countries around the world where the press is not safe. And I hope and I'd like to see the White House and the President pay more attention to that.
But Jim, I'm going to take it a little.
It is together that we can resist the rise of aggressive nationalisms that deny our history and divide the world. It is together that we will build a new strong multilateralism that defends pluralism and democracy in the face of ill winds.
Car notre culture, notre identité a toujours été de vrai pour nos pays, tout en aspirant à l'universel.
For our culture, our identity has always been to work for all countries while aspiring to universality.
Thank you.
so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Hey, everybody.
There's not even the same universe. I mean, she is an abject, psychopathic demon from hell. People around her say she's so dark now and so evil and so possessed that they are having nightmares. They're freaking out. They say, listen, Obama and Hillary both smell like sulfur.
Whiskey bottle, brand new car, oak tree in my way. There's too much coke and too much smoke. Look what's going on inside you.
At this point, doesn't it?
Ooh, that smell.
I have two words for you.
Can't you smell that smell?
Predator drunk.
The smell of gas around you.
Die.
There's a guy on the radio. He says me and Hillary are demons. Said we smell like salt. Ain't that something?
I'm not just being tacky. I'm not calling Margaret Mead and smoke. I had never seen or smelled anyone like that.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
There's a lot of flies in here, and the center is going to do something about these flies.
Cut them.
We're going to...
Well, what a treat. Ben Garrison and Sabo, two of the most prolific, successful Americana, libertarian, free-thinking. I wouldn't even call them liberal or conservative, because I know both you guys know Garrison really well. Probably interviewed him 20 times. Very familiar with Sabo's work. He was on with us last week, and I remember saying, man, we got to get you guys to town, and so you're here. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me, man.
Good to have you. Let's just get right into it right now. We're here to talk about the power of art and how it's under attack, and the power of communication, Kanye West, all this, the power of expression and how that's being demonized, and how we're seeing the biggest push in modern history to eradicate it in the West. Ben Garrison, Sabo, get on up to the microphone and tell us your Declaration of Independence against this and the time and space you think we're in right now.
Well, as for me, I come from a newspaper background, and I'm very familiar with editorial cartoons. And for far too long, the left has dominated that field. And what they do in their cartoons, they always end up calling for more big government and more taxes. And so I want to take a different tack. And big government, to me, they create more problems than they solve. I mean, I'm reminded of a quote by Milton Friedman, who said if the federal government was in charge of the Sahara Desert, in 5 years there'd be a shortage of sand. So I want to draw in my cartoons. I mean, there are very few conservative cartoonists, and I was telling Sabo, who's from L.A., the famous cartoonist there was a Paul Conrad, and he says, He said conservatives cannot be funny. They cannot be editorial cartoonists because they support the status quo. What's the status quo now? It's the deep state, and it's the corrupt situation in Washington. So there's plenty to go after. A conservative cartoonist can go after.
And let me reverse that.
The status quo.
Exactly. Let me reverse that and get Sabo's take on it and his declaration of why he's here and what he's standing up for. Of course, Leonard is who he is and who you are, but most folks don't need that. But for folks that don't, they need to go check out your work because it's amazing. If Milton Friedman could turn the Sahara Desert green in 5 years, just showing the power of capitalism, it's a metaphor, then communists, people like Kim Jong-un, they could turn the Brazilian rainforest into the Sahara in 5 years.
I'm sure he could. What's my take on it? We're in the midst of the battle, man. I'm loving it. People always tell me, why don't you move to Texas, man? They'll love you in Texas. I'm like, why would I want to do that? I like being right in the middle of the thick of it in L.A. And I'm excited. It's going to be a very interesting 2 years. I'm sure we're all going to be nice and tired when it's done. I don't know what more to say.
There's a quickening right now, and of course you should probably – Ben Garrison's probably well-known as Ben Garrison because he's more public. You are just as well-known for your viral street art where you – you know, for the Oscars put up huge signs saying, and the award goes to the number one pedophile, and it goes totally viral. So for radio listeners, not just for TV viewers, describe some of your most viral work and why you got into it.
I would say Ted Cruz, helping out Ted Cruz with his campaign. Not directly. That helped out. That opened a few doors. It seems with every hit, it's got to get a little bigger and bigger, a little more involved. But just learning how to... I'm not sure. I can't believe I'm drawing a damn blank here.
You're doing great. You were on last week. We're on fire. In fact, let's show some of Sabo's incredible art from his amazing website, unsavoryagents.com. Let's keep rolling through these guys' art. There it is. And the Oscar for biggest pedophile goes to, I mean, that reached over a billion people. That was all over the news and reminded us, hey, all these sanctimonious people with the fake Me Too movement is a smokescreen for their giant pedophile devil worship command base.
I love living in Hollywood because of it. I'm waiting for those doors to open up and the whole place to just melt. I'd love to be a part of it. I was telling someone the other day, when I die, I want people to say that guy, like another issue, it's like he helped to turn a lot of black people away from the Democrat plantation. And we're starting to see that now with Candace Owens and P. Diddy. And these are exciting times. I tell rock musicians in Hollywood, it's like these are the days Bob Dylan came from. These are the times that heroes are made. For God's sakes, drop your nuts. Start writing the songs that need to be heard. But there's so many people out there that are just scared. And you can't be half-hearted about this. It's just go all in and become a hero, man.
I love this street benches where you had Bernie, and it says free on one bench and Bernie, and then on the other one it says a cuss word. Deals with bull hockey or Bravo Sierra. I mean, it's just incredible how you can, with just simple words, illustrate the truth, and it's so true on its face, we understand it. I'm glad you raised that, Sabo, because they're having congressional hearings live right now with Diamonds and Silk, who are just positive, libertarian, pro-free market ladies that want change, and they've got hundreds of millions of views on YouTube. They're all over Fox News. They're all over this show. And they're getting shadow banned on YouTube and Twitter and Facebook, and it's all admitted. And Congress is having live hearings asking, are tech giants censoring conservatives? Well, again, we're not really conservatives in my view. We're just people that want to have Americana and free market. That's been the punk. That's been the rock and roll for the last 500 years. That's been what's given us space travel and medicine and science and longer lives, was getting away from feudalism, but communism and socialism and liberalism. It's just forms of control. And so they had a big Comedy Central show attacking Paul Watson. We're going to play it next hour, saying, hey, you're not the new punk rock conservatives. You know, look, the Republicans control the central government. That's not who we're talking about. We're talking about the universities, the media. We're talking about academia. We're talking about the big corporations, almost to a company, are anti-freedom, anti-free market, because that gives you individual freedom, and that is the real avant-garde. Ben?
Well, you mentioned the word sanctimonious, Alex, and I had a chance to talk with Sabo, in some depth today, and we're really in alignment. We're comrades in arms. Now, you might be in L.A., and I might be up in the boonies in Montana, surrounded by deer and wild turkey, but we both agree. I'm just amazed at how we're such in alignment, even if we come from totally different environments.
That's why I wanted to get you guys together.
But what you do so well, and what I try to do in a different manner, but what you do so well is, Alex mentioned we're sanctimonious. You're mocking their sanctimony, and they can't stand that because these people, these virtue signalers, they think they have a moral high ground. And when they see, when you show these images that crystallize the satire into this devastating image of them that tears them down, they cannot stand that.
And so they try to silence us.
And when they get mad, you know you're effective. And that's when I draw a cartoon that makes a lot of people mad, I say, yeah, because that's what I want to do. I want to sock them in the gut visually with a cartoon.
That's right.
When you get socked in the gut, you remember. That's right.
Ben Garrison, Sabo, stay there. Some of the top artists in the world right now in studio with us.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Stuck in an expensive timeshare contract and feel like there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group. I've helped thousands of people get rid of their timeshares.
I didn't realize what I was getting into. The whole thing was just a scam. I finally found information on Chuck, and he agreed to meet us. It was just a wonderful experience because he knows that business inside out, and he actually wanted to solve our problem.
I fought the largest timeshare company in federal court, and yes, I won. Whether you owe $10,000 to $250,000 on your timeshare, we can help cancel your mortgage. When you're approved as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off of your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation at 800-959-3388. That's 800-959-3388. 800-959-3388.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035.
800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Alex Jones created the media platform called InfoWars, and in the decades since, it's grown into a truly remarkable institution with over 200 radio affiliates, tens of millions of unique website visitors monthly, and a 24/7 live news TV channel broadcasting from state-of-the-art studios in Austin, Texas. InfoWars has become the most trusted independent news source in the country, dedicated to delivering breaking news, live coverage of special events, and exclusive reports you won't find anywhere else. While the old guard media struggles to maintain supremacy in a landscape rocked by innovation and technology, InfoWars has been at the forefront of the information revolution. From 8 million radio listeners, over 2 million YouTube subscribers, or the billions of views of our online content, InfoWars proves dominant in every facet of media we enter. Hardest-hitting reports, uncompromising analysis, for high-profile interviews and bombshell revelations, accept no substitutes. Demand truth. Demand InfoWars. InfoWars. Tomorrow's news, today.
And we've got two great artists here in studio with us. I want to make this point because it's critical, and it's that if we don't all engage in our free speech right now, we're not going to have to wait for future generations to lose their speech. Everyone is basically going to end up losing their free speech. This is it. It's premeditated. It's happening. But we've got congressional hearings going today. We've got the president talking about it. The universities being these anti-free speech command bases. The corporations funding anti-free speech. The communist Chinese government funding every major public school in the country, many of them the number one funder. We force that out in the news. And they teach at UT that Falun Gong should not be allowed on campus. That's in the news this week. Do you understand the magnitude of that? They kill those Buddhists and take their organs. We're talking body snatching is being taught at UT. But again, we have no immune system to communism in this country because we haven't gone through it. And so we're now facing real authoritarianism, big mega rich funding communism as a way to bring down society. So now, let's go to camera two. I want to just thank these guys for being here in studio with us and coming here. And I want to thank Ben Garrison, who is the number one editorial cartoonist in the world, because I've been in news for 23 years. I've followed it all. I look at it all. His stuff is more prolific than anybody out there times three or four. And there's some other amazing people, but he is more prolific. It's more powerful. It's more continuous. It's amazing. And the number one street artist in the world when it comes to real freedom of expression is Szabo and the amazing, dangerous, cutting-edge, true avant-garde, true punk rock. And again, next hour we're going to air a report from Paul Watson where he got attacked by Comedy Central, Sumner Redstone, saying, oh, you say conservatism is avant-garde and punk rock. When we say punk rock, we mean how it was banned in the 60s and 70s, how it was blocked, the Sex Pistols. We don't mean literally we're saying we're punk rock. We're saying we're being suppressed, we're being deplatformed, we're being censored, we're being attacked. And you call us all conservatives. They call me extremely conservative on Facebook. They list me. I'm really a lay historian. I've read more history books than most historians out there, and I'm a classical liberal in the Thomas Jeffersonian vein. I am, in many ways, socially liberal. But I'm pro-Second Amendment, pro-life. I'm just a nationalist populist that likes America, that likes Americana. You can call me a conservative, paleo-conservative. These names mean nothing. But the modern liberals, by every definition, are the opposite of a classical liberal. They're anti-free speech. They're anti-free market. They're anti-choice. They're monsters. And it's good to have in the arsenal Szabo and Ben Garrison. But here's why I've got them here for the next few days when we're going to be meeting. Just to brainstorm, and I want to ask them about this now, about how do we get people excited out there to do their own street art in a continuum of what's totally legal versus what you got to do in an emergency resistance move in case they really take our speech online. And the fact that they fear us getting on the street, that's in the WikiLeaks, it's in Google documents, they fear that final equation. So they got Antifa trying to intimidate us. And how do we ignite that engine of the millions of listeners out there to do it, whether it's one little sign on a pole or whether it's a billboard on the side of their barn or a bumper sticker on their car or them starting their own website or their own podcast or putting up their own street art? That continuum, I've already been ranting the segment. Ben Garrison and then again Sabo, what are your ideas? What is your grassroots initiative to give them, the listeners, the Promethean fire that both of you have when it comes to amazing art?
I just have to say, just start. You're going to suck at first, and you're going to suck again. But trust me, after a while, you're going to produce something and you're going to go, wow, that's good. And the reason it's important to start now is because this is going to be a generational fight, a multi-generational fight. And it's nice being on the ground level, but we have a long fight ahead of us. We're taking on the magazines, we're taking on Hollywood, we're taking on the social networking, everything. So, like I said, it's going to suck at first, but for God's sakes, take that first step.
Well, I've been trying to get young people to start drawing cartoons, too. I mean, especially female conservative cartoons. There are no female conservative cartoonists out there. Finally... And Alex Jones showed my wife Tina's cartoon of the Slimer one. That's something my wife Tina did.
That's really good.
She's a cartoonist too, and I finally got her to jump in, and she has her own cartoon every Tuesday. We call it Tina Tuesday. So she's jumping into the fray, and she's off to a great start. She's done like four of them now. But if you take all the editorial cartoonists that are drawing in the world, only 4% of them are female, and those 4% are all liberals. So, as far as I know, Tina's the only conservative female cartoonist.
There's a real glass ceiling when it comes to libertarian, conservative, nationalistic females, and there's a glass ceiling, period. Why, when women are just as good at art or better than men, absolutely, we need to see that real revolution of women becoming graphic designers and putting out their ideas, even if it's not conservative.
Yeah, and you know, I don't mind if you do something illegal. Just don't get caught. See, if you don't get caught, it's not illegal.
But by the way, we're in a war. They're trying to silence us. The French Resistance went up on billboards in World War II and put stuff up there. We're being occupied by the globalists. They're having Antifa hit us in the head with bike locks to shut us up. So we can climb up at night and put a message out on one of these corporate billboards, especially an empty one. I don't see anything bad about that.
You've got to cross the line. He's a line crosser. You've got to cross that line, or you don't even know where the line is.
Well, I mean, I'll say
anymore.
It. I've climbed up on billboards.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I've just made the decision. I'm going to start tagging some stuff in Austin.
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm not happy with a job. I think I've got two things when I know I'm doing a good job. One, it scares the hell out of the client. And two, I know I'm going to go to hell for doing it. So it's like, I love crossing those lines. And I believe if you want to make a difference and if you want a good voice, you can't be half-hearted. You got to go all in. The left isn't going to love you, so quit trying to get love from them.
It came out 3 months ago that in 2015, Soros funded $15 million, $16 million. His son ran it with Blue Cities with the police to go out and try to get the general public to riot and burn things down. And, I mean, so they're burning things down. We're just saying, okay, there's a bench. Put something funny on it.
Okay, you know, where are our Soroses? That's what I want to know. You can't tell me that there's not one conservative in California that can't get me a three-car garage that I can't wreak havoc with on the West Coast.
Well, I'm no Soros, but that's the listeners are our Soros. And when they support us and buy the products in Infowars store, that's why you're here. We're going to talk about trying to finance our West Coast attack operation. Our operation with Ben and selling limited prints of you guys' work here and right off your side as well to help us fund expanding this thing nationwide. Yes, we're showing our hand right now. We're going into the Death Star. We're going to take it out. Stay with us.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals.
Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, I know my plan, which is just a basic historic plan that's already worked before, will take down the globalist. We're going to talk about that here in just a moment, because if you support us, we're going to do it. We've gotten over 100 new TV affiliates just in the last 6 months. We're on more satellites. We're reaching so many new people. They are blocking us more and more on the web, but thank God you're getting the information out. We're having congressional hearings about conservatives, populists, nationalists, Christians being censored, Christian churches being persecuted by the IRS. I mean, this is real tyranny we're facing. And so I am just beyond excited right now to have Sabo and Ben Garrison, two of the most successful, just pro-common sense activist artist in the world in studio. We're going to go back to them in just a moment. But talking about financing this operation, I want to boost what everybody's doing, just like we boosted Trump's campaign. You, the audience, are the engine, the brains, the guts, the blood, the sweat, the tears, the soul of this operation. And if you go to InfoWarsStore.com and look at the water filtration, the air filtration, the non-GMO heirloom seeds, the books, the videos, the Patriot apparel, all of it, hundreds of t-shirts, dozens of ball caps. When you buy those products, you support the information war, but plus you wear an InfoWars shirt. You wear it in a deep blue state area. You might get hit in the head with a tire iron or something, but you wear it everywhere else. You get your lunch bought for you. You might meet your wife, your husband, whatever. This is how we just do these little things that move mountains. That's why the left wants to bully us. Even The Hill and Town Hall have articles out today about how the left is bullying and attacking and threatening, and people are starting to stand up and fight back. Well, you do it by wearing T-shirts, by wearing ball caps. You do it by having a bumper sticker. All the orders that come in to InfoWars have 5 bumper stickers. I'm doubling it to 10 in every order. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplement page, or 888-253-3139. Super Male Vitality is just well-known, concentrated, organic herbs that are cold-pressed. That's the key. For stamina, libido, energy, you name it, people love it. You also, that's 50% off right now. You can also get the Real Red Pill. Read about it. I don't have time to get to it. It's amazing. That goes with the Super Male and Super Female Vitality like a horse and carriage. It is 50% off. Get the two together and get free shipping on the Real Red Pill and Super Male Vitality. They both have thousands of 5-star reviews. The combo doesn't have any reviews yet because we just started this special on Monday. It's going to have to end in a week. The 25% off on the X2 has to end on Monday because we're very close to selling out. It'll be a month or so until we get more in. So I'm just going to let it go to full price until it sells out. So that sale is about to end. We also have a special on the super high quality My Patriot Supply, 3-month supply with a free Alexa Pure $200+ value free water filter. And yes, they had a C-SPAN thing with David Hogg a month ago. He goes, and Jones says the water's got toxins in it. And then in the same video, then he has an ad for water filters. Interesting. And they go, ooh, yeah, scam. No, the water table's full of poison. Everybody knows that. It's admitted. You need to filter your water, ladies and gentlemen. We have the best gravity-filled systems. So, yes, I do report on how the water's bad, and then I sell a water filter I use when I'm on the road or in my own home. Yeah, exactly. Like if I was going to open a franchise of a restaurant, if I was a franchisee, I would find a restaurant that I loved, that was successful, and had really good food that I would want to franchise. I'd say, can I franchise your great restaurant? Hey, a lot of people have gone in famously to good restaurants, and they've said, I want to franchise this. Exactly. I sell what I use and I like and I believe in. But it shows Hogg in the media thinks it's like a scam. He had a water filter ad after he talked about atrazine in the water causing sterility. Dun, dun, dun. Like, oh, my God, it's hidden. They always go, Jones said this on air. We caught it. Here it is. Like, it was a big secret. It was millions were watching it. So, InfoWarsStore.com. Now, let's talk about supporting these guys, because I'm going to try to work with them to do limited, prints of their work and get it out to fund their operation. I want to get other artists involved. I want to do this for years. I haven't done it. I want to launch something big. They're here to brainstorm with me to be, part of that and many others. But Ben Garrison, GRRRGraphics.com, Sabo, UnsavoryAgents.com. We sell one of his little coffee table books of some of his best art of the election. But, man, the stuff is so good. I want to have big coffee table books. I want to put out limited prints of what Sabo's doing to put it on my walls of my office. We already got Ben Garrison stuff here for 6-7 years, up on our walls. That's how big a fan I am. So let's just briefly talk about you guys and some of the great art you have. Because if you read the Clinton Foundation, not their big corporate one, but their private library foundation, Judicial Watch and WorldNet Daily sued 4 years ago and got the documents. They were saying in 1993, they were saying, we've got to shut down any libertarian, conservative, or any other liberal groups that are organic, that have their own economy, their own products, books, newspapers, magazines, films, because that'll create their new culture. They understood that. So doing this and creating economic systems and ecosystems is how we defeat them. I want to get your views on that.
Well, you remember that Hillary famously said, I think it was in the 90s, about the time you alluded to, that the internet needed an editor. Well, guess who the editor would be? It would be, well, of course, people like Hillary Clinton. And they want what they want is a Chinese-style censorship in which conservative voices are shut down. Oh, well, that's offensive. That's bullying. That's this, that, and the other. And you're not, you know, they pull the plug on us.
And if you read WikiLeaks, she was in there with all the papers and TV, actually like an editor herself and her staff.
And guess what? You've got Zuckerberg, you know, basically kissing the butt of the Chinese dragon. He wants that here, too. He was really trying to butter Z up so he could get Facebook in China and get all kinds of and get it limited. And these guys, I mean, come on. He goes to Hawaii and buys up 100 acres or so. And then what does he do? He first puts a big wall on it. So he has his privacy.
He grabbed 6,000 acres of native land.
So he puts up, first thing he does, he wants to protect his privacy, and he gets to put a big giant wall up around his property. But we get no privacy whatsoever. We're exposed and we're for sale.
And, you know, so we gave him hypocrisy. That power, though. We gave him that. We're asleep at the switch. We're too busy camping out, having barbecues, and they were too busy taking over everything. I mean, we have to start infiltrating these schools and every other damn thing the way they do.
And, well, that's one of the reasons I'm drawing the cartoons, is I want to shake people out of their apathy. And here's the advantage of art over, you know, written or spoken words. The words tend to appeal to the left brain and the rationality of everything, but art has a strong irrational component to it. And when you combine rational with irrational, if you can do that and get it nicely balanced, then you've got something that's memorable. And too many, you know, in this world today, we're just inundated with visual noise constantly, and information noise too. So if you could produce a work of art that is memorable, and I'm not talking about just illustrating a headline or just going for a cheap gag, you know, I don't want to do a cartoon like that.
Yeah, no, not stunts, but really thought provoking.
Yeah, well, you have to use a lot of different components and have dimension to the work of art for it to be memorable. Well, oh, one of them is irony, for example. You mentioned David Hogg. Well, I did a cartoon of him, and I showed him. I decided to portray him as something that he hates, so-called assault weapons. So I drew him as an assault weapon, and instead of bang bang, he's saying ban ban. So that's the way you get at him, and then people remembered that. That was a big hit. That cartoon.
Yeah, that's on Ben Garrison's site right now. Let's pull that up, or we can just search engine. Yeah, there it is. Boom.
Yeah. So people wrote me, and they said this really just devastates him, because and the irony again is you turn him into.
Well, he's been calling for our speech to be taken too.
I love that kid, man. It's like he's in high school, and there's nothing I love more than remembering what I was like when I was in high school. He's got the whole rest of his life to look back on and realize how much of a douche he was when he was a kid. Look at, my God.
You talk about sanctimonious, man, him and Comey.
My private parts are thicker than his arms.
Like, something's going on there.
He needs some red pills is what he needs.
Damn right. I'll send him a free bottle of red pill. We'll be right back. Stay with us. This is amazing.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Ben Garrison, Sabo, they're in studio, and I'm telling you, folks, we create whole sites with free downloads in HD to put posters up, how-tos, support people's art, support other young artists, old artists, female artists, and just make it about street art like they did in ancient Rome. That was the Internet of Rome, was street art. And the government was always trying to get rid of the graffiti, but that's how the people actually communicated. And I'm saying, under an authoritarian regime, you hit the streets. And in this way, boom, it's up. Boom, people see it. Boom, it has an effect. Don't do it on somebody's business. Don't do it on, whatever. There's all sorts of places to do it. Or do it on your own car. But it doesn't hurt anything to put up a nice printed sticker that fits right, that peels off onto a park bench. Then take photos, put it on the internet. It goes viral. People there see it. It's about interfacing the real third dimension with silicon. And so that's what Sabo and Ben Garrison are talking about. Sabo, you were making some key points there in the break, and then Ben was making some really key points. Go ahead, Sabo.
Be political with your art, man. There's nothing I hate more than just beautiful wallpaper. And what I love about what I do is how quickly it gets taken down. It forces me to come up with other ways of doing it, like hanging them up on power lines or putting it behind installations. And
Touch both the power lines. Don't go up the power lines, folks.
Do not mess with the power lines. But I can tell you, I grew up thinking that the left loved art. You're not supposed to censor art. You're supposed to appreciate all art. It's like, if that's the case, why does my stuff only stay up on the street for an hour?
Well, that's when they were using art to take over. Yeah. And now they're like, no. We're with the communist Chinese now. You don't get art.
Well, this is becoming a big problem, isn't it? I mean, the leftist wants to suppress free speech, and they want to offset it by giving people this lure, and the lure is free stuff. But let me tell you, this free stuff comes at the expense of freedom. And they don't seem to realize this. This republic we have is a very rare thing in the history of the world. It's something that's very dear, needs to be protected, and we shouldn't just be apathetic, sitting on our hands and giving it up willy-nilly. I mean, we have to start fighting and using our free speech and speaking out against socialism in all of its pernicious forms. That's what I try to do. I mean, I just despise the things that Bernie Sanders says. I despise the people who want us to give up our liberty and exchange it for security. We have to stop being afraid of losing our stuff. I mean, I'm somebody that, you know, I had a house, I had savings, I made bad investments, and I ended up going haywire, and next thing you know, I lost it all. And you know what? It's not that bad. I started over, and I had help. I had a lot of help from people. When I saw my cartoons, we started getting supporters on Patreon. I was like humbled, but also just amazed and excited. And we got a guy who came to us and said, you know, let me do your website for you. So we got a man, our webmaster.
That's beautiful.
Eric in Ohio.
And we're building a community. We're building a culture. Yes.
And now we have an animator, Paco LaBelle in Montreal, who's animated my cartoons, and he's done such a fantastic job, and we got such a great response from that. So we're excited about doing more animation.
They're shutting us down because we're popular, we're winning, and we are the future. Our listeners are the future. You made a key point during the break, and I don't want Sabo to comment on this because you guys are on fire during the breaks, and you're doing great on air, but you're a little more subdued, obviously, you know, here under the lights. But you were talking about tyranny worldwide. It's here in your friend in Germany.
Well, I have a friend in Germany who's about my age, and he's he and his family visited us in Montana about 4 years ago. But he is just livid that this endless, and he just despises Merkel, but he's livid at the endless immigration into his country that's changing the very the very fiber of what German culture used to be. And we know that he's also afraid to speak out because you could be fined, you could be sent to jail. Look what they're doing to some people in England. They're fining them and jailing them just for having an opinion. We can't let that come to America because they want that to come here, too. So everybody can do something. And that's, you know, many years ago, Alex Jones said that on air. And I was thinking, well, yeah, he's right. I'm, you know, my dad was a World War II veteran. He was in many battles. What have I done? Nothing. All I did was pay my taxes.
So, by the way, I'm very proud of the fact that when we first talked like 6 years ago, you said I inspired you. And I've been a little bit brash. I've had my issues. I'm not perfect.
Oh, I'm not either.
But it's kind of like the squeaky wheel and everything. I've been a train wreck. But the train wreck, so many people I've talked to said, you inspired me. You already knew more than I knew in many ways, but I inspired you and others to take action. I'm most proud of that.
I got a little bit late started, but it doesn't matter. You got to start. You know, everybody can do something. There's, you know, even if you're just talking to your neighbor, just make everybody aware that, you know, we've got something very special and it needs to be protected. And that's our republic and our constitution. And I don't want to see that go away and be replaced by collectivism.
Because which always collapses. It's a nightmare. Yeah.
Well, they're trying to push naked democracy on us. And this really bothers me. I want everybody out there to start listening what the left says. And they always say the same thing. Our democracy. Hillary says it all the time.
They want direct democracy, which means if 51% say,
exactly,
like Nazi Germany, Hitler was elected, we're going to kill this group. It happens.
Well,
in a republic, you can't do that.
Karl Marx said, democracy is the road to socialism. They want to, and you listen to Bill Maher, for example. He wants to do away with the Electoral College. So does Hillary. They want the cities to be have the primary voice over the rural areas. And I'm thinking to myself, well,
our whole republic was based on having the cities and the rural balanced and not having a dominant, overpopulated state dominate a rural state.
Right. Well, we're in the United States. We're not the united blob of Washington, D.C.
So we're not the united coastal elites.
Right, exactly. So the states should have a say. But Bill Maher says, well, why does Montana have, you know, they'd hardly have any people there at all, but they have two senators. So why does California have two senators? We should have a lot more senators than Montana.
And let's explain. They've all got more House members, but for the Senate, there's that check and balance on population. This is all super smart. Why should people in some super faraway area be controlled by some far-off king of England? We don't want to have this happen again.
I'm tripping out on Germany. They've gone full circle. They went from the whole Hitler thing to you can't say Hitler anymore, and now they're inviting all these people who hate Jews and want to kill Jews.
Yeah, they're telling Jews in Germany and Sweden and everywhere, don't wear your yarmulkes.
Yeah, so they like gone full circle. So welcome your new Nazis, Germany. I used to love you. I was enamored by Europeans. I grew up in the country. I was like, you had a French or English accent. It was awesome. Now it's like, what happened to you people?
Well, I mean, here's the deal. They had wars in Europe in the last 300 years that killed most of the population, and I'm sorry, a lot of wimps got left. I'm not saying all the men are, wimps in Europe. It's just people been slapped down. It's just like they did what Hitler said. Look at this 74-year-old Swedish woman prosecuted for criticizing mass immigration. Well, I'm sorry, every Muslim country sided with Hitler in World War II. So you say, wow, why is Germany siding with Islam? Hitler sided with Islam. He didn't like Christianity.
Yeah, if I ever get a dog, I'm going to teach him to Sieg Heil, just like that guy in the UK.
Oh, yeah, Count Dankula is like a libertarian liberal doing a joke that Charlie Chaplin could do or John Cleese could do, but he's facing years in prison. He's been convicted. Sentencing's coming up for having a pug say, Heil Hitler.
And they want to throw you in jail, too, or some of them want to, like Al Gore wants to make sure that you get prosecuted for questioning his climate change scheme.
Or that he invented the damn internet.
Yeah,
I had the Secret Service knock on my door for some tweets. It's like I can't wait for them to bust my door down at 3 o'clock in the morning because I posted something on Facebook. It's incredible.
But then Madonna could say, I'm going to blow the White House up. It's okay.
Yeah, when I heard that the Secret Service came, they left a little door hanger. They said, the Secret Service gives a call. I was scared at first. For like 2 seconds, I was scared. Then I said something about Lee Harvey Oswald. I said, screw that. When they come back tomorrow, I went to Kinko's. I printed really big the word Oswald. And I literally papered my whole apartment with that word. I put my AR against the wall. And I opened the windows. I said, you guys can't come inside, but you can interview me from outside. And I had a blast. It was great. But
well, this is a good point, though. They want you to be in fear. This is the whole point of the like the,
yeah, they're trying to bully us. I don't know about everybody else. I'm not going to be bullied. Go ahead, Ben. Sorry.
Well, we started getting bullied in 1913 with the 16th Amendment when they started wanting to incriminate ourselves and sign our name to a form and give up direct taxes, which were unconstitutional. And this has gotten so bad now that we're working as slaves for the government one third of the year. And but people will fill it out, and they're afraid because the IRS, they know the IRS can come and seize their goods at any time, and they got to fill out all this stuff, and they want you. This is one of the reasons why we have that, because they want us to be. It's a form of mind control, and fear is a good.
And that's what Kanye West is saying. He says you're not going to use your threats of fear. You're not going to intimidate me to manipulate my free thought. That's his latest thing.
I was here in Austin a couple of weeks ago, and I was shocked. Three bars asked us to leave. They said,
Hold on. We were going to play this exclusive Kanye West UT interview we did with UT folks. We'll play that at the first 5 minutes of the next hour. We're going to come back and finish up in a moment.
You have been lied to.
My name is Kevin Shipp. I'm a former decorated CIA officer. Finally, someone has come out and written what I think is the best expose on the shadow government ever. We're in a constitutional crisis, and our government is now being run and ruled by a shadow government.
We got to get this out, because just because you're awake, folks, doesn't mean other people are. This is critical to get, to read, to go to the library, to go to your church. Get them right now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic